Clubhouse.
This is Caroline.
Hey, it's Aisha.
And tonight we're talking about episode 3 of RuPaul's All Stars Season 5. This one was called SheMZ.
Episode 4, baby. We ready.
Oh my God. So we started off this episode with the aftermath of all the votes, and man, Shay pep talking herself about like, I'm still good. I can still do this, right?
She's like, I'm still ready to slay. But the funny thing was as sweet and sensitive and caring as we described old Shay to be, she's quite shocked that she was not able to dominate in this game, which I thought was quite funny. I was like, okay, so she's got a lot of confidence coming into this whole competition. And I think she kind of got knocked off her pedestal a little bit with the last episode and the last challenge. So it's going to be interesting to see how she picks herself back up here.
When they actually went through the votes, which I think is a very dangerous thing. I mean, there's very few reality shows where they do that, but I guess nobody does that. No, they want the drama though, right?
Yes. They're like, let's see who voted for me. Which one of you bitches on my shit list?
Can you imagine?
It is just like, it's a recipe for just like drama. That's all it is.
So the antithesis of how women would run it. Like, we would never, ever allow the votes to be read out and said who did what. I mean, that's our part, is to be like whispering gossipy behind people's backs, not in front of their faces.
Well, and also, would you not, like, you wouldn't want to vote the way you really, truly felt sometimes. I mean, you'd have that, like, anxiety of, like, this is going to come back and haunt me. Yeah. You know everybody's going to know my vote that very next day. So right. What am I going to do here? And I don't know. That just seems like, it's just so funny. Like, you know what? Just don't give a shit. Vote the way you want to vote. They're going to find out anyway. And I'm kind of for the transparency. Like, just be you, be real, and do your thing, and let's just move on.
Own it, right?
Own it, yeah, own it. Do it and own it, and then move on.
So but Mayhem and Alexis, right? Like, they totally have to fucking own that they put those two votes on Shay. And, like, I love that India's still sitting there, and she's like, why are you not just vote India?
India's very quiet. They were like, well, there was, you know, another person. And this is something that I wanted to talk to you about. Like, what is it with India? Like, she is like Teflon, like nothing sticks to her. Is this going on with her? She does not seem. I know you said she's floating. I know she said she's kind of that middle of the road queen that's just riding, but she's got something. She's got a personality. She's got friendship. She's got, I don't know, she may be a lover to somebody. Who knows what's going on, but these bitches are protecting her some way, somehow.
There is definitely something going on, but one of the people, I'm looking back in my notes to see who exactly said it, but it was essentially my comment where they said, she's just essentially floating in the middle to the end. Like, you can basically like sit in the, or one of them said, you can ride it out at the bottom all the way to the top. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be the bottom every fucking week and just skate. If you just can skate every vote, you can actually make it to the top, which is like, woo, this is what
it's
this
true.
Chick is doing. You know?
It's true. It's true. And it's how people win reality shows all the time, to be honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So do we think she has some sort of behind the scenes, it will be revealed, you know, more information as we go on, you know, that she has some sort of alliances with someone or what?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious who she's got an alliance with, and it's Alexis.
Yes.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's the two of them, but I don't know. I mean, I am as perplexed as you are. So maybe throughout this season, we're going to find out some more shit on her. But at this point, I have no clue. Absolutely no clue at all.
I think that, you know, them summing it up as like that it could be any one of us any day.
Exactly. And the question is, and how they brought up the fact that after you win a challenge, you could be right back at, you could be at the bottom. That's what's happening. You win and then you go to the bottom. You win, you go into the bottom. And I'm asking the question, do you even want to win? Do we want to, is 20,000, 10,000, or $20,000 worth the possibility that you could be on the bottom the next week?
I am with you on that question, because that is the whole deal, is that if you have to actually be the person who has to read out a name, it was your lipstick that is now going to be the deciding factor. Isn't it better for you just to fade into the background? Don't let me win, right? It's cool. Let's just all enjoy this guest star lipstick assassin and let them come on. I said lipstick, lip sync assassin. Let's just enjoy this lip sync assassin and they'll all just look at her and nobody even look over here. And right. You know, and that way I don't have to get in trouble with anybody.
You're like, I'm going to just be a safe queen. But I think
a safe queen. That's me. I'm always the safe queen.
You're going to be a safe queen? I mean, you're a drag queen. You're supposed to be out there. You're supposed to be out there doing your thing, loud and proud. And it's like that's the opposite of this whole thing, right? You don't want to be safe. You want people to notice you. That's why they do drag. So let's see. I mean, let's see how they're going to play strategically versus the way that they may normally be in real life, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think of our judges this week?
Well, we only have one this week, and you know, it was a little sad because I like the two judge thing, but there was just one, and that's Sarah Hyland from Modern Family, now all grown up and like chic. What did you think of her look? I mean, I thought she looked fabulous.
I thought she did look fabulous. That hair was an absolute shock to me, but it really looked good on her. Like, I don't think just everybody can pull that off, but no. She pulled it off.
You know, she looks, it's that curse. It's a curse of looking so young. I mean, I relate. And I mean, it's a thing, Caroline, let me tell you a little bit about it.
Oh, go ahead. Tell
Something
me.
That I've struggled with my whole life. I mean, people just say, did you just get out of college? And I'm like, yes. I did. I just got out of college. But I mean, I feel the way she feels.
You're like, hand me that glucosamine chondroitin, honey. I just got out of college.
Anyway, for real though, she's got that baby face.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I can respect that she wants to look a little bit more mature, and she got that, you know, that the fringe bang happening and the curls. Maybe that's her natural curl. Who knows? I like it. I think it was a very cool, classy look. And I love the sequence and the deep plunge in that, in her dress. It was just very cute.
Right. Very, I thought even sexy. I'll go even sexy for you.
Absolutely sexy. But we'll talk more about that when we get to the runway.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So let's talk about the maxi challenge.
Yeah. She MZ, Aish. Do you watch the TMZ? Are you into the celebrity garbage?
You know, I used to watch it years ago. I haven't watched it in forever. I didn't even know it was still on. And I think during the old quarantine times, I flipped through the channels and saw that, but TMZ's still on. And so, yeah, I popped on and looked for a little bit. And I mean, you pretty much can get the same shit online. So, I mean, I didn't watch very long, but I do recognize that they did the same type of feeling, the way that they like set up the whole challenge. So that was very cool.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And I love celebrity trash talk. Like,
do you?
I'm for it. Yeah. Like, I think it's like super fun. Like, man, every week I'm like, what are the royals up to this week? Now, it's not something that I like advertise. I'm not like, hey, everyone, I want to hear gossip about bullshit. But also, I kind of want to hear gossip about bullshit, you know? I kind of do. Like, I kind of want to be like, her pants fell down? Where? What happened?
Look, you know? What happened? Right. I mean, I'm not saying I'm holding that. Look, I will listen to some gossip, okay? Like, I'm not saying I don't. I will close my ears to it.
No.
I don't shun people who listen to gossip. Shit. I mean, you got some gossip. I got my ears open. Don't worry.
I need to know, like, what happened? Yeah. Like, she pushed who over in the where? Like, she like, split her pants over here. Like, I have to hear everything. I want to know it all.
It's all fun until they're, like, got their cameras up in your own face, though. But, you know,
it's
that's
the constant worry.
But you know what? That's the life you signed up for.
Exactly. Exactly. So these teams were pre-formed, Aisha. What did you think about that? This was no schoolyard pick. They didn't even claim a random draw on this.
Oh, so there was no... Yeah, that's true. There was no claim of a random draw. I think, you know, production, manipulation, you know, the whole thing. I love that they paired Alexis and Shay together, just because we were just saying in the last episode that they could have put some queens that had a little bit of a tiff together and caused a little bit more drama, but they didn't. This time they actually did. But it wasn't like an outward drama. It was just a little shady drama, a little bit like, well, you voted for me and I'm going to put you in the same team with this other queen. So that was interesting. So we had Alexis and Shay. And we do you want to go through each one and their
what their scenario was.
Okay. Yeah. So let's start with Alexis and Shay. And these two played drag queens that were basically housewives for Tuckahoe.
The Housewives of Tuckahoe.
The Housewives of Tuckahoe. So Alexis was a drag queen that was kicked out for being too trashy. And Shay was a drag queen from the Housewives that was kicked out for being too fake or fired for being too fake. So that was theirs. And then we had India and Mayhem, who played, India was a celebrity shoplifter. Hilarious. And Mayhem was like the shop girl who basically catches her. And then we had Jujubee, Blair, and Cracker on a team. Jujubee being an overprotective drag mother, Blair, the obnoxious, ungrateful daughter, and Cracker, a shady queen in a college admission scandal. So this... This was
for
a whole
drag
scene.
You.
For drag you, right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this was supposed to be testing their acting chops, figuring out if they could do some improv, kind of being like, you know, on the spot, having to actually do more than just a choreographed pre-taped routine in some way, right? So they had to actually go through this. I thought Alexis and Shay was a great pairing. I agree with you that, you know, you knew there was going to be a little bit of drama there, even the way they wrote them, like Alexis is going to be the trashy one and all this kind of stuff. Like, I mean, I just felt like it was like, oh, I mean, they said like, these are basically us. Like you basically just told us to play like amped up versions of ourselves. And I mean, that alone left plenty of room for shade to be tossed back and forth.
I think they just like they both were just so ready to dive into these roles because they just knew it. They could own it. They could go for it. And I think they just kind of forgot that they had beef. Right. And they just pushed it aside, which is very professional. And I give them all the props for doing that, pushing their beef aside, doing what they had to do to try and do their best for this whole like challenge. And I think they did a great job. I don't think that they were the best actors.
I mean, you know what I mean?
But I think they did a pretty dang good job at just being themselves, basically. Nothing too random and weird. Just kind of like that safe middle of the road, but still pretty funny. Pretty funny.
I thought they were funny. So I was like completely writing down like all their antics. And I was like, I mean, they had the table turnover. They had a snatch in a wig. They had a pillow fight. They had a food fight. I mean,
fake pregnancies.
I mean, if you layer it all on, I mean, it was actually like they actually had quite a bit in their whole sketch.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think they did a great job. I mean, I wouldn't have. I'm definitely going to give them a solid B+.
I like that grade. A B+ is perfection for them.
So we got the other team. Let's go to India and Mayhem.
This one was so odd, Aisha.
I want you to just take a second because I had so many issues with this skit. Like, I don't understand. I really don't.
The whole point of it was the shoplifting. And I thought that it was a funny reveal when the two vases come out, you know, and smash on the ground. Like, that was really funny. But the whole subplot that they added about being a licker.
Yeah, that was some weirdo stuff. That was when they lost me. The train went off the rails at that point. And I was like, what are you doing? They're licking the donut, then they lick the glass.
Oh my God.
And they were licking that like wand thing.
Yes.
I was like,
the security wand. What the frig? It was so weird. I mean, I understood that they were trying to be like salacious, right? Like this is supposed to be a scandal and whatnot.
Very much.
But I mean, at the same time, it's like, I have no idea. Again, we go back to like, I don't know how Rue makes her decisions because like they didn't actually stick to the plot. You know, like the plot was like really mostly about the shoplifting, right? But they really spent probably 70% of the time about liquors.
Well, remember, this is improving. So that was what they came up with. And that was India's improvisation. I mean, I can't imagine that.
I don't think it was improv in the sense of truly improv. Like, I think that there was some spontaneous things that happened, but there's no way
so they wrote it.
Yeah, because she had that donut to lick.
Oh, that's true. No, you're right.
So,
you're right.
I mean, I think there was some improv in terms of, like, you know, maybe not. It wasn't all scripted. You know, some of their antics were just happening. But I don't think it was true improv.
But, okay, think of it like this. I think of it like, you have an idea. You write it down and you're saying, okay, guys, this is what we're going to do for this is the skit. We're going to pretend that, you know, I'm shoplifting, and then I'm going to pretend that I have a problem, and my problem is licking. And you think about how you're going to do it in the time, right? As they're probably writing they're writing their script or writing their overall ideas of what they're going to say when it actually starts filming. And then they get to it and it's like, what the fuck? This came off completely wrong. I bet you that's what happened, because it just was like, oh no, because it just lost it. I mean, I don't think there was anything they could have done to, like, bring that back. The whole idea should have just been scrapped, because that was just not funny. That was just not funny.
See, and I think it could have been funny, maybe. I'm sure maybe the thought was, why don't we give the shoplifter some sort of, like, extra weirdness, like some sort of extra,
fine,
like, yeah, kink or something, right? Something, right? But it became all about the licking. It just got so strange, you know?
So bad. Yeah.
Ross Matthews doing his little cameraman bit, just like open mouth, like, ah.
This just got weird. Yes, it did get
it was
weird, Ross.
So odd.
Yeah.
So odd. So then on the last group, we had Juju and Cracker and Blair. Okay, so I actually thought that theirs was pretty good.
I did too.
I mean, I think that Cracker did a bang up job. I do want to mention that in Untucked, Blair had a concern that maybe she was being typecast as like this bitchy teenage kind of character. And I would agree that I thought they should have switched it up, actually. It was way too on the nose, especially to give Jujubee the mom role, too. Like, that whole thing felt like typecasting.
Like, they served it up on a platter for them. Yeah. Like, they like, hey, here you go. Just do it. Yeah. It was a little bit easy. It was a little bit easy for her. And I think, you know what? Bravo to her for, like, Blair, when I say her, for, like, hey, I want to be challenged. Like, don't just stick me in the role that you think I'm just, like, I can just do, you know, with my eyes closed.
Right.
Like, you know, she wants to be challenged. And
shit.
I think that's a big deal.
You know, I'm just thinking about what you just said when you said served up on a platter, because hear me on this. Shay and Alexis were given roles that were pretty much who they are, right? Even they said that. Mm-hmm. Cracker, Jujubee, and Blair were basically given pretty much who they are, right?
Right, right.
So then the fuck on Mayhem and India's sketch, in which they weren't playing like heightened versions of themselves, unless you want to go with India's like jokes. Well, no, wait, take it back, right? Maybe I guess they were poking fun. I guess they were like jabbing at India because
India did say she was
in real life
shoplift.
She
yeah,
did shoplift.
You think that was on her like? Do you think that was on her like production like pre-interview question?
What the fuck, though? I mean, no one else is having to like expose themselves like that.
There's no way. There's no way. I mean, that's kind of messed up. Like, what if you know? That's like saying like, okay, you play. You know, Mayhem said that she's had problems with alcohol. Now you play an alcoholic. That's not cool.
Right.
I mean, why would you pull that out on her and make her play something that she was like actually served time? She said she served time for that. Sometime or whatever.
But then at the end of the day, though, what the fuck? Like, that's kind of messy, right? Like, what did they just do? Like, did the producers who like wrote that all out, like, did they just fucking like serve that shit up? Like, oh, hey,
know.
See how you feel about this? Like,
doesn't seem very nice to me. Yeah, not a cool thing.
Oh my God. Can I just tell you though that my most favorite part of this entire challenge was absolutely the newsroom setting with Carvey as the host and talking with all of them not in drag and doing all their little barbs and casting shade and doing like it was so freaking funny.
It seemed like to me that that was the bulk of what the acting challenge should have been right there, because that they really showed their actual personalities, like how they could actually really improv. I think that was more of an improv than their actual skits were, because they were just like off the cuff, like trying to act very manly, and it was very funny because none of them had that very masculine vibe to them at all. They were trying so hard, and you know, there were all their hats turned backwards, and like Blair with the like mustache drawn on. I mean,
I thought it was really funny though, because like in a way, it's like when you have to dress like a quote unquote man, then they all dressed exactly the same with the same baseball cap and the same, what, like I was really laughing at that, of like they put on like a uniform that is to be a man, right?
Man,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that was so funny. And then, oh my God, I have got to say, Carson Kressley, he is so funny to me. He doesn't always hit it out of the park. Sometimes he can be a little dad joke, like, wah, wah. Okay, that was like kind of corny, right? But in this role, I thought he was hysterical. Like, I loved all of the things he said.
He is really funny. He's always been a funny, like, I just thought he's just funny from Queer Eye, right?
Oh, yeah.
The beginning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's definitely one of the standouts on Queer Eye for sure.
His Mr. Roper outfit, though,
with
was
the
like
kerchief. Shut up. The kerchief
was the best. Oh, I mean, God. It was like that mustard color. Like, literally, Mr. Roper wore that outfit. I'm not joking. I was like,
love it.
The 70s look was just so funny. Yeah, it was great. That whole newsroom portion probably was my favorite. I love that over all the actual skits.
I know, which is kind of a crime because, I mean, they spent so much time on their skits. But at the end of the day, yeah, I thought them actually not being in drag, but trying to play it more straight as like guys, I actually thought all of that was way more witty and clever. And I liked their interactions together because in that moment, they weren't competing against each other. So they were actually playing off each other and like laughing together. And there was like something about that that had a really, really good vibe to it.
I agree. Totally. I loved it.
I wish there was other scenarios they could come up with, which P.S. on that Mr. Roper front, all I keep thinking now is Fred from Scooby-Doo, because he has like yellow hair and the kerchief. It's like bottle blonde. Like, oh my God.
Dude, I love it. Why did Fred wear that kerchief? Do you ever wonder?
I think he just wanted to be jaunty.
Just
want
to be, oh,
Jaunty,
okay.
He wore that, and then also Daphne also wore a kerchief, so maybe they had a kerchief alliance of some sort.
Was it matching?
I don't, you know, it changed sometime, I'm not sure.
Who the hell knows?
Maybe it was like, you know, maybe it was lost on us as children, but maybe it was like, you know, like, do you want to wear my kerchief? Like, it was like, you know,
a thing.
Like, we're going out.
Oh,
like okay. Like he pinned me, but like he kerchiefed me.
It's a promise kerchief. It's a promise kerchief.
I promise to someday make you my kerchief wife. Like, I promise someday to wrap this around your head like a babushka. Oh my God!
Fuck so the ring. Just give me a kerchief, okay? Thank you. Goodbye.
You're the Thelma to my Louise. Let's get out of here, crazy Fred. Oh my God, too fucking funny.
I love it.
Okay, so
camo couture.
Yes,
you have to say it like that. You can't say just couture. You have to say couture.
It's like mature versus mature.
Oh Lord, mature.
Are you mature? My mother would say you are not very mature.
I knew where you were going with it. I knew where you were going with it. I was like,
radiator, hyena, mature. These are the weird words. You know, I could be like so obscene right now. Be like, my mom is a jokester. Okay, she would enjoy a good joke. So like at her memorial service, I'm gonna stand up and I'm gonna be like, radiator, mature, hyena. These are words my mother said wrong, but she was still a wonderful woman.
Woman, exactly. I'd be like, my mom would be like, screet, strawberries.
She has another one, screet, strawberries, and what's another one?
Great. Goes great. Don't turn. Don't turn. Goes great.
Oh my God. Okay? If our mothers perish together, then we will do an improv comedy sketch in their honor.
We will be cast out of the family.
And I, as I'm being pushed out of the church, will be like, this is what mom would have wanted. You're such
this one woman act.
This is my B. Arthur moment. Bitches, just wanted to have a one-woman show, and mom would have supported that.
Exactly. Thank you. Good Lord. You know, love is shown in many different ways. Why does it have to be just one way? I mean,
Does
you
it have
can
to be
show love in so many
boring,
other ways.
right?
Right.
Damn
Nothing has
it.
to be boring. Anyway, let's go back to the runway. Now that we've got the queens, we've got all the judges lined up and they're ready. This whole runway, I'm going to tell you right now, I am not a big fan. Are you, first of all, let me ask you this. Are you a fan of camo in general?
Not really. I mean, I'll be honest, like, not really. I mean, and I think it's because for me, it's a print that is very functional where we live. Like, there are actual hunters and such here. And so for me, I have never really looked at it as fashion. And I also look at it as like a uniform, like with the army. And so again, like, I don't look at it like fashion. So for me, I have never worn camo ever.
Interesting. You know, it's funny because I've known you for so long, and I know I would say, hands down, you would never wear a piece of camo. I know you. I just know it. I just
No.
know it.
You know
But
why? It's
for
'cause you know
me,
I'm super anti-guns, and for me, camo and guns go hand in hand. And so like and I'm not this is not like a preachy like right to bear arms. This is like I'm just scared of
right.
guns. I'm just scared of them. And
Well, I'm
so
like that too. I mean, I agree with you. You know, me and you have the same similar ideas on that. But I and I'm not a big hunt. You know, there's no hunting in my family. We don't have a whole lot of that, and actually none of that.
right.
So I don't. It's not functional for me or anybody I know. But I do see that within the last, and I'm going to say for me, I've got actually several prints of camo that I think that are kind of cool and that I've rocked a little bit that you can really kind of get like some high fashion out of.
I
But
am going to
it
say
just
that
depends on how you pair it.
you look beautiful in that olive color, though. And so
Yes,
that
yes.
is what I think. It's really a derivation of that color olive that is just turns into an olive, several tones of olive on your skin. And so I think it, and I think that that is like super flattering on you, where like for me, I'm like more the blues than the greens. And so for me,
True.
I'm not actually going that way anyway. However, I also think that you are much edgier of a fashion gal. And so I just feel like you like definitely, I'm gonna say that different. You're a much edgier fashionista. And so for me, you're gonna be able to rock like a lot of different patterns that I'm gonna probably shy away from.
Well, okay. I'll buy that. I mean, I don't think it's not for everybody. And so I was just wondering what your thoughts were on it, because I just had never seen you wear any.
What did
So,
you think about the idea of the variations on camo?
I love for the queens specifically.
Yeah, do you want to go down? Do you want to just go ahead and go down the list?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do
Well,
it.
I actually the funniest thing is like, so we started with Jujubee, and she comes out in a red wig with a pink cape and a cam like a strapless camo dress and red pumps. Okay, so to me, this whole look, I actually adored it.
Yeah.
It gave me that True Beverly Hills
Yes.
vibe, right? When
Yes.
she comes out in her like brand new, for those who don't know or have never watched the movie, you need to go see True Beverly Hills. I think it was done in the early 90s,
Yeah,
I
I
want
want
to
to
say
say you should
90.
turn the podcast off now and go watch it. Because you're right.
Just
Even
stop.
down to the red wig, you're totally right.
She was giving, and she never said it, but I swear that's what her inspiration was from.
I think
So
you
I loved
nailed
it.
it.
I think it was that. And, but I also feel like she, as much as it was like really, really well put together, I don't feel like it was that deal. Like she didn't do, it wasn't like full drag to me, which we've been saying that Jujubee's been kind of doing this whole time.
Yeah.
She's just been kind of like safe and kind of riding that middle line of drag and not doing anything over the top, but not doing anything too like underdressed.
Yeah,
So
I
that was
agree.
kind of like
Every week, I
my
feel like she's beautiful. That's what we say every time, like,
right.
wow, she looks beautiful. But we don't say, holy shit, she bowled me over. Oh my God, it was so eye-catching. It was so stunning. Like she's put together and it's beautiful. But
Right.
that's as far as she goes. Like she's not turning the volume up any louder than that.
Like she wouldn't be the headlining drag queen. She would be like the second or third act. You know what I
Agreed.
mean?
I do.
So
And I write those
that's kind of
lineups
how I
and
look.
I agree with you.
When you write that next lineup, you better put her third.
You know I
But
do.
okay. So then, okay, so when Cracker comes out, what did you think about this look?
Well, I got the Britney vibe that was discussed. Like, I mean, I thought she looked very pop star, cute. I thought it was cute. That's kind of where I ended it. Like, I didn't, I thought it was very safe, to be honest with you.
Really?
I
Oh.
did.
You know what I wrote? I did not write Britney. I wrote Cardi.
Oh, okay. I
Because
see that.
I
I see that.
swear Cardi B has probably worn that exact outfit. I mean, minus the blonde, maybe even with the blonde fucking wig. I mean, who knows? But Cardi B got all different color hair,
That's
so
true.
I'm sure she wore a blonde wig too. So to me, it said it screamed Cardi B. But when she said pop star, that game, it kind of like all went together. I was like, yeah, of course,
Yeah.
you know, Britney, Cardi B, like that whole thing. Like it was urban. Like to me, it looked urban, but like a little bit more high fashion urban. So I liked
I
it.
see where you're going with that. Didn't Rihanna also wear like a lot of camo?
Yes. Yes, she did. Yeah. But
Yeah.
you know
I'm
what Cracker
feeling
needed?
that.
Cracker needed more breasts. She needed more like
Yes. What the hell?
Sag City. Like there's nothing. She didn't even stuff it
Oh
well.
my
Like I
God,
was like,
later on, I think it was in Untucked when they said that all she did was pick up some of the makeup eggs like off of the table
Stop.
there.
I saw that.
Yes, and
Yes.
they weren't even her makeup little blenders. Like they were just anybody's that she just put in her top. I was like,
They're like, is that your blue beauty blender in your bra?
now hold up
Yes,
a
it is.
second. What good drag queen doesn't have some chicken cutlets up in here?
I don't
The fuck,
know. I
dude?
mean,
You're just putting random trash into your top.
you could have, I mean, she could have stuck those, yeah, those stick those chicken cutlets on your chest, or like, fuck, put some like padding or a damn sock,
You
something.
know
I
that
mean,
she's got to have stuff in her trunk, right? Like there's got to be stuff going on. That was confusing.
it just looked a little lacking. I was like, you're missing something. Oh, it's breasts. Okay.
Oh, it's
<That's>...
breasts. You know, but I do give her credit for having the like exposed midsection. Like I understand that there was fabric there, I'm sure, but it still was like very like
Yeah.
it was a different look than we've seen. We've seen a lot of gowns, but this was different.
Right, the two piece, like yeah,
Yeah.
she's like, she's you know so teeny that she's like zero waist, so it
Right.
was quite funny. Like I actually relate it a lot to Miss Cracker. I was like, man, I really like you, Miss Cracker, because I also have zero waist and wish that I could get a couple more inches in that area, and that would be awesome for those crop tops.
You're so funny. Yeah, she's got a shorty short torso, is what you're saying.
Right,
Yeah,
exactly.
no, I and that could never have been exaggerated more than when she did the round off during the lip sync.
Oh, shut up. You know I was saying that
Oh
too.
my
Yeah, that
God,
was
she
so
looks
funny.
so stubby. I was like, oh my goodness, she looks tiny, just tiny.
Was
Oh my
funny.
God.
It was
Okay, so
funny.
let's move on to
Blair St. Clair. So, this one.
Aisha. I'm giving you full David Rose. What the?
Well, I mean, it screamed drag to me, and I love the concept. I think she pulled it off well. I think she's got the body for the whole tree, long willow tree looking thing she's going on with. And I love the colors. I don't know if it was, once again, camo, but
Yeah, I mean, she was just like leaning into nature. I mean, that's how she was trying to say it. Like, it was like Mother Nature, Mother Willow, all this business. And I was like,
Mother Willow.
I don't know, Mother Willow. Like, this looks like, I don't know. Okay, so here's my question. So I understand that drag can have that element of like whimsy to it. Like, you could have, like, she had
Yeah.
butterflies in her hair and stuff like that. Like, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But her actual outfit really screamed like elementary school play in.
It, you know, that's exactly what it is. You're right. That's exactly what it was. It was like an elementary school play. Like somebody created that costume for her to walk out onto stage,
And
and
she was
yeah.
like, I'm Mother Willow and I take care of the woodland creatures, right? And I was like, what are you doing? That, and oh my God, if she did not directly reference fucking Poison Ivy,
She did.
which I was
She
like,
actually did.
damn, because I told you in that first look that she wore, I was like, that is just a rip on Poison Ivy, girl. Like, that is just a version of
Well,
Poison Ivy. She's obviously got some specific inspirations going on here. But yeah, so I
definitely.
didn't like it. I understand. I really do get that part of drag can have that costume element of not clothes, right? Like, so you can be an
Right.
object in some way,
Yeah.
right? But there still needs to be more sexiness to it, less second grade, you know? Like it just
Well,
wasn't
there,
right.
you know, there've been plenty of drag queens that are very cartoonish that have those type of those that drag look, and it's just so out there, right? And it does, and it could scream like elementary play type, you know, costume, but it's just the way that they pull it off. I think that they
Yeah.
pull it all together, and I think she did a good job pulling it all together. I think the hair, the makeup, the
They
accessories,
were
the
beautiful.
shoes, the everything, she did it right. So as costumey as it was, she did it right, and I wasn't super upset with it, honestly. And I think being safe, that was about as good as she was gonna get for that.
Going back though to her concern about being typecast or being, you know, looked at as being too youthful, I feel like it's moves like that that you're like, girl, don't come out like you just raided the dress up trunk. You know, like you can't pull that off. When you're older, maybe you can pull that off and you can have that whimsy and that fantasy part. But if you want to be taken like you're more mature or mature, you've got to. I think she needed to lean more into the sexy side of things or the sassy side or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Sophisticated.
Pick one or the other. Pick
Yeah.
one or the
But
other. What you want?
get away from that arts and crafts look because you're already look so young, you know?
Yes, very youthful. Yeah, you're
Yeah.
right.
So it's just, I think it's just, it sucks because, like you said, I mean, you shouldn't go to a liquor store without an ID, and Blair shouldn't wear a second grade costume because y'all are just accentuating your youthfulness, you know?
Agreed. I agree.
What about
You're
Shay?
right.
What do you think about her?
Well, I didn't love this look for her. I didn't think it was bad, and I'm glad that she was just safe with it, because if they had put her in the top or the bottom, I wouldn't have agreed with either one. But I mean, I thought it was, I love the attention to, I'll say this, I love the attention to detail she's got. I love the glasses. I love the makeup. I love that just every little, her lashes. If you looked at her really, really closely, she had so many, she had camouflage fingernails. She had very, very tiny details that were right on. And I'm and the blue and the whole like blue camouflage to me is like, I'm not a fan of blue camouflage, so I didn't mind it, but I didn't love the whole look, but it was fine. I guess I just give it kind of like a eh.
The character that she chose to portray, this like old lady gossiping, watering her garden thing, it didn't really match her outfit. And so then like how she bent over and, you know, like kind of showed her like her white undies and
Like
stuff, like that
supposed to be
didn't
sexy.
match her literally the same glasses she wore when she was being a golden girl. It didn't match to then bend over and show your underwear that was supposed to be like sexy or something. Like that was, it was a strange mix of like the babushka plus the grandma glasses, but then kick ass camouflage fingernails. Like it was a little weird for me. I
Well,
mean,
she was wearing like latex leggings, a garter,
yeah.
and
So
like boots and things
that,
like that. So it was sexy below,
right.
and then
But for some reason, read
like
a little grandma.
mature above the shoulder, grandma above the shoulder, and then like sexy vixen below the
Yeah, so
waist.
that was where I was a little like, this look seems a little, you know, unresolved
Yes,
for
it's
me.
muddled. It's muddled.
Yeah, I'm
Yes.
not sure where you're going with this.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Alexis, because she totally went a different direction. And when she first came out, I thought, girl, are you going to be in trouble for this camouflage?
Oh, did you think
I was
that?
a little
Oh,
worried
that's.
because when she first came out, I mean, it was like all white is like all I
But did
saw.
you know there was something called Hunter's camouflage? I did
I
not.
guess I understand the concept of wintertime camo. I mean, I've
Right.
seen Star Wars, so I know there's times when they wear white ensembles when they're in the snow.
Okay.
Okay. So
Yeah.
I get that, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't really, it didn't read like that much camo to me, but I liked the look. I thought it was like very Snow Queen.
Yes, and you know, Michelle said she had that drag queen fantasy. She had a full-on drag moment, which is what we've been wanting, right? You've been saying this since the beginning. Like, who's going to come out with this knockdown, like full on drag look.
Yeah.
And I think Alexis brought that. I really do. I think she brought that this week. The fantasy of that whole drag queen, from the wig to all the way down with the gown to the shoes and the makeup and the nails and everything.
Yeah.
And I think she really just, she really looked the most beautiful I think she's looked so far.
I agree.
In my opinion,
I agree. And I think that her outfit was actually the most flattering to her that she has worn.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that you have to necessarily look thin. It's nothing like that. But she just looked so tall and looked so like just like a queen. I mean, she was really beautiful. And you're right. The moments that I'm looking for is when someone comes around the corner and you literally go, oh my God, that is amazing.
Yeah, and she had that. She had that moment.
I agree. So then Mayhem, Barbie, G.I.
Black Barbie, G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck she was doing. I mean, come on. What show did she think she was on? RuPaul's First Drag Race? I mean.
This seemed like it would have been interesting to wear in a reveal situation where she had something way more interesting on top. And
on
then,
top.
You know, spun it off and had this like way sexy leotard underneath. But to just start with that seemed like not enough.
Are you insane? Do you feel like, I mean, do you feel like she really just shot herself in the foot? Like she was, did she just give up? I mean, honestly, her makeup was flawless. The hair was great. That's all I could say about
yeah.
it. Honestly, because everything else was just like half-ass. You could have put, we could have done that drag.
Oh, yeah.
We literally, not that it's that easy. I'm not saying that, folks. I mean, to all the drag queens who might be possibly listening to this episode, I am not saying what you're doing is easy, but I'm saying that it really was just a very simple outfit that she put together, and it was tights, her pads, and a bodysuit with boots and the whole harness and the garters. And that just seemed like not enough.
I agree.
And so very, very disappointing show for her.
Yeah.
And then last, I knew you were going to like, and I have a feeling you're going to love this look. Did you love it?
Okay. So I love the concept of India's look because of this whole video game vixen. Like, I love me some leather. So
wow. Yes.
I do. I love the leather. And anytime that you have a pattern like camouflage that I think can really be a lot to look at, I think that, you know, that's a funny thing to say. You're not supposed to notice camouflage at all. But at the same time,
no, you're not.
It can come off very busy to my eyes. Like the blue camouflage is busy to my eyes. But so in this case, I like that she balanced that print with the leather. And I thought that she did it very well. I loved the concept of the slicked back hair, but I thought she actually should have pinned it back, because it ended up, like when she was walking back down the runway, it ended up not being like plastered down, and it kind of moved around in a way that ended up feeling messy. So I didn't like that.
Oh, popped up.
But I liked the concept. I wish she either had like a longer wig that she kind of made a bun or something like that. But just the slick back, the way that it was like loose, it kind of, I don't know, it defeated the purpose of it looking so severe because it wasn't stuck to her head, I guess, is what I want to say.
Okay, I get
But
you.
Overall, I loved it, and I would look great in that outfit.
Absolutely. I was going to say, I would dress you up in that, like, tomorrow.
Oh, we should talk about, like, which one, which outfit would you have wanted to wear?
Oh, I would want to wear, I'm going to wear Jujubes, because I love the True Beverly Hills homage, and I'm going to rock a cape.
I know you're going to rock a cape. So, that was without question.
I mean, if I could fling something or flout something, I'm going to do it. So, but yeah, that, and I dress you up in India's kimono with those latex leggings and those boots all day.
Fucking A, you know I'd rock it.
And cinch your waist to the gods.
Ugh, you know that I'm strutting. I am peacocking in that outfit.
I'll put you in a corset. I'll put you in a corset and then cinch your ass so tight you won't be able to breathe.
And I thank you for it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Because, yeah.
That's what friends are for.
That's exactly right. We're the Morgan and Mayhem of this crew.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's get down to the judges' assessments of this entire situation. I was pretty surprised at who they kind of picked on more and who they really let slide.
Yeah, they were being a little, well, I think that they were being a little bit more lenient. I don't know. It just seemed a little bit like they were nicer. And then some people they weren't being too, so nice with. I think that they really just let Jujubee slide. And, you know, making Shay and Blair safe, that was kind of, we knew that was going to kind of happen.
Right.
But who else did you feel like they were
I felt like that they had more
picking on?
information than we had in terms of like Alexis. The way that they kept on harping with this concept of cutting people off and not being a good scene
Oh, yeah.
partner and all that kind of stuff, like there was more there than I feel like we were aware of.
I think if Alexis, here's my opinion on that. I think if Alexis had done better in the challenge, she might have come close to winning. She may not have won, but she might have been real, real close to winning, because the only reason she was like out of the running was because her acting was a little bit, they probably had to do a whole lot of editing for her. This is what I'm trying to say. Let me put it this way. I think they probably had to edit her a bunch because just to get some good footage of her. Because she probably, maybe it's a language thing where it's like when you speak Spanish as your first language, sometimes, you know, there's a difference in where you pause and where you would let another person talk and kind of the difference between you speaking in English and Spanish is a little bit different in the cadence. I'll say that. So could be that. It could have been just her freaking personality and wanting to just overpower Shay. Who knows? You know what I mean? So I have a feeling that her editing was probably a little bit more plentiful than Shay's was, and that's what the judges were kind of going on. Like, we saw the uncut footage and it wasn't good. Like, you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
absolutely. I think that it had to have been something like that. And I like how you said that it was the cadence in the way that she was talking and the idea that maybe she was
Yes.
just, you know, she continuously talked. Like once they started to have sort of like their fake argument, like I don't think she stopped talking, like in a way that didn't
Exactly.
allow Shay to kind of have her time too. Which kind of is why I think that they let Shay just be safe, because it was like you really didn't even get to say anything because your scene partner didn't really back off.
Exactly. And I think that Alexis is that's just like her personality. Like, you
For
just
sure.
probably can't get a fucking word in with her, you know?
For sure. For
So,
sure.
that's why I think that she didn't do better in the whole overall challenge, was just because of that part. But based on her runway, she would have been like on the top,
Yeah.
but she kind of fucked it up with her challenge. So,
Yeah.
and I think that they really kind of went at Mayhem in a way that was justified, actually. But Mayhem took it harder than, and you know, with a little bit of attitude, give him a little bit of attitude back. And that was kind of funny to see that he just like, he's like done. I'm like, I'm not gonna. Yeah, of course I'm pissed. I don't want to, you know. Yeah, I've got attitude. I don't like being called
I
out.
was really, really, really glad that they bothered to spend so much time in Untucked to having Michelle come back and talk to Mayhem
Yeah,
and be like,
yeah.
what was going on in your head? Like, why were you behaving that way? Because the explanation of in every other season or in every other instance, I'm just this sweet, submissive, kind of step back kind of person. And knowing that I was being called out and this might be like my last moment, I thought, I'm just going to clap back. I'm just going to be a little bit more bold. That actually made sense to me. And it took the sting out of what that whole situation was. It was like, you know, her whole point was that she wanted to grow and change and do different things and try different things. And she tried that and it didn't go well. So maybe in the future she realizes like there's times to clap back and there's times when you need to be more respectful and understand that this is the judge's jobs and you don't need to be a jerk about it,
Right.
you know.
Well, and I get it, and I think that, you know, hindsight's 2020, and Mayhem probably should have said at that moment, you know, I'm sorry if I have an attitude, but this is how I'm feeling. She probably should have said it in the moment, and it would have been a lot more powerful, I think, than later on explaining herself, because really all the clips that people are going to see is her just clapping back and acting kind of sour. In the moment, you know what I mean? But
Absolutely.
if she had that moment of just being like, you know what, I have an attitude and this is why, and said it in that moment on screen, it would have been really, really powerful. And I know she's probably kicking herself, like, why didn't I say it at that point? because that would have been the best time to do
You're
it.
so right. And especially because Michelle gave her such an opening by swooping in when she claps back at Carson, and Michelle swoops in and says, "Hey, All Stars is hard. This is intense. You know, you guys are going through a lot right now." Like she gave her every opportunity to be like, "You're right. I'm feeling a little, you know, edgy. Or even just said, "I just tried something new there. You know, normally I would sit back and I tried something new and I misstepped and I apologize. That didn't feel right. That didn't feel like me. You know, I'm good. I just felt like trying something new there." And I think you're right that Rue especially would have given a lot more leniency to that, as opposed to it sort of being like, "Wait, what? Did you just like snap back at Carson and Michelle? Like, what the fuck are you doing?"
Did it seem like Rue didn't say anything this episode?
Nothing.
I just realized that I don't think we heard from Rue at all. Like, did he have laryngitis?
I don't know. Like, literally, except for the baking cookies little weirdo scene, which was so odd. Besides that scene, honestly, you're right. I did not get
a lot. Go back and think about this.
It was very, 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 really a lot about Carson. Carson carried this show, really.
I bet you something happened with Rue's voice or something went down and he wasn't feeling well when they taped or something.
Yeah.
I just have this view because there's no way that RuPaul's going to be that quiet.
Well, and when you look back, think about it like this, it's like Ross was like the cameraman. Carson was playing Harvey. Michelle comes back to do the pep talk. Like everybody was doing a lot. And then it was like, oh, and like Rue was around, but yeah, you're right. Very quiet.
We find out later he was like filming a movie during this exact, like that's probably what happened. He was fucking like, not even there. Right. He was filming a movie. He was doing that. He was doing that Netflix series.
Yes.
I'm sure. Watch. That's what it was or something. I'm going to die laughing if we find out that was the case. Because that one episode was just like, I was like, wait a minute. Where was he?
You're so right. So I think that I was actually quite surprised, but for a weird...
Were you happy?
Well, okay, so hear this. I feel like I was surprised at the amount of praise that was being heaped on Cracker for one reason. She was being praised and lauded as like the leader of the group. They use the word leader. And she and they even showed little clips of her like doing her thing. And it was, I swear to God, like a carbon copy of what she had done in previous challenges that she had been called out on as it's all about Cracker, like kind of acting like that about it and like really tearing her up about like the fact that she steps forward in a leader role or that, you know, she does have those kind of antic-y moments to add in the comedy. She was really being pummeled the previous weeks. And then this one, it was like, oh, like on a pedestal, you were being a leader. I'm so proud of you. You were so comedic. And I was like, shit, dog, that was the same shit she's done week after week. She's been incredibly consistent. I felt for her in this, you know, like that just has been confusing.
Well, that's her. This is where it counts, right? This is the type of challenge that she thrives in. When this came up, I knew that she was going to rock it because this is exactly where she thrives. This is where she like, this is her bread and butter. That's the type of comedy she lives for because it's like campy, it's cheesy, it's over the top, it's shady, it's all of that. And I mean, Cracker just found, she just owned it. And of course, when it's this type of challenge, they're going to applaud it. But when it's not this type of challenge, we don't want that. We want you to just be a team player, like go back into the background, you know,
I guess,
but don't be campy and cheesy on these other things. But when it comes to this stuff, it's okay.
Yeah.
But so like, I don't know. It's like one of the other guys pick it. Like you're right. She's being consistent.
She really is.
However,
like, and I guess
it's not being praised.
I'm even speaking of like the other contestants and maybe there just wasn't an opportunity for that in this particular case. Cause Blair and Juju didn't have anything to say, you know, negative, but you know, in the previous things, like when she wanted to like throw the pillow when they were doing the choreography, you know, she was like really frowned upon, like, oh, you're just trying to like stand out. Like it was just all kind of like, dude, this is like who she is. Like, just fucking go with it. You know, she's going to bring the laughs, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I get it though. I mean, when she was doing the pillow thing and trying to be like laughy and all that kind of, that was during a dance challenge, and that really wasn't the time for it. It wasn't the time to be comedic. It was the time to be like sexy and on point and making your moves and looking just the right way for that whole video. And there is a time and a place. And I don't think Cracker has figured it out sometimes. I think she tries to go too hard, too fast sometimes, and it doesn't work out for
Oh
her.
my God.
So I think she's just
Yes.
trying to pull yourself back,
Aisha, you have
you
brought me
know?
to the perfect segue here into this whole lip
What?
sync assassin challenge because
Oh,
my
yeah.
entire question to you, and I'm asking this to you, not just about Cracker, but I'm talking to you like about life, okay? Here's my
Okay.
big question. Is silly sexy? Why do I ask you that? Because in this particular scenario, the song was definitely meant to be like you're hunting this guy, right?
Okay,
And
yes.
it's supposed to be sexy, right?
Yeah, yes.
And she plays it, especially that part when she goes behind the stage and is like peeking her face out from backstage. She plays it straight up silly in a lot of places. Now,
Yeah.
this has been a lifelong struggle for this silly girl because I'm over
Okay.
here like, that's funny and that's going to get you laughs. If there was an audience full of ticket holding people, they're going to laugh and love this bit, right? But if you're being judged on lip syncing this song and being, very, I think sexy is what it called for. Is silly sexy?
Well, it depends on how you play it. You know, it depends on how it comes across. 'Cause silly in this sense to me, just like just hearing it, no, it's not sexy. It is not necessarily sexy. I think it can be. I think it can encompass a lot. I think you could have silly moments with your sexiness. And I think that's what Cracker was trying to bring. She's not inherently a sex pot. She's not a super sexy queen, right?
Yes, she speaks to me in that way.
She can play some sexiness, but really overall, she's got that comedy. She brings people laughs and she brings them joy through her movements and her and just different things that she says, even in her interviews as just being herself and even on stage. So I don't know. I mean, that's a really, really good question. It really is in the eye of the beholder, to be honest. That's my honest answer. I think it really depends on who's viewing it and how they feel about it. 'Cause you can feel like silly is sexy and then at this other, there could be somebody else looking at the same thing and think it's absolutely not sexy at all and just funny.
So silly is
So,
sexy is subjective.
exactly.
Ugh.
Silly is sexy is subjective. And we're never going to find that
Fucking
answer. I'm
A. So the
sorry. I
key for
can't
me
tell you.
is to be in situations where in fact the beholders are all about the silly.
You know what? No, I think the key for you is to keep doing you.
Oh.
And you be you, and that's all that
Oh
matters. And
my
if you feel sexy at that
God.
moment, then you feel sexy and you fucking own
See,
it.
this is the Morgan to my mayhem. I tell you. I tell
See?
you.
I'm just
Because this is
saying.
the I see, I could
How?
tell even the way you're talking to me that you're treading lightly. You're like, some people do like silly. Like you're like, I don't want to crush you, but no man will ever love that.
I'm not lying to you. I'm trying to make sure because you never know how somebody might view this because you're not the only one that's going to be listening to
I'm
this.
not.
There might be somebody else. No, I mean, I hope not. Jesus. Otherwise, we could just be doing this at
Could
my
just
house.
talk.
Come on
I could just
over
call
and
you on the phone
grab
and
a,
do this.
I could grab a drink and come
Oh
on
my
over.
God.
But there might be somebody listening to it and be like, and have the same question. They might be pondering this for years and think, will I ever be sexy? Will I ever be viewed as sexy because I'm so funny and silly and the life of the party? Absolutely, you will. Absolutely will. It just depends on who's, it just depends on the eye of the beholder. It's
It's so
subjective.
tricky because
It
I
really
do think
is.
that confidence is sexy. I think that there is parts to this that are sexy, but there were some moments here, Aisha. Okay, ready? The Russian dance she was doing, the break dancing when she started just swooping that one leg around in a circle.
I no, you don't know that when she busted out, that was, I actually loved those parts
I'm not saying I didn't love them.
because
What I'm saying, and I agree with you. Like I'm saying, if I was in the audience, I'm clapping, I'm hooting, I'm laughing. I
exactly.
love those parts. I'm not against them. What I was trying to say is though, is that whole silly, sexy, whatever, because poor Morgan McMichaels is like literally hopped over her leg as if to be like, the fuck you doing down there? like
She
this,
was doing like a
the sexy
hopscotch.
queens are up
You know that.
here. You're down here doing some sort of
Right.
silly worm moves on the ground or whatever you're doing. You know,
Exactly. I
it
know,
was just
right?
funny because I thought Morgan McMichaels was bringing the sexy when she does that move with the cape and goes around in a circle. Like that's like sophisticated adult sexy, okay? Like that's not what
Yes.
silly, playful people are doing, right? She had a ton
Right.
of moves, including putting her face in Cracker's crotch. That
Right, which was
is
funny.
sexy, right? Or is even
It
something
was,
past
yeah.
that. I don't know. What do we even call that? Like horny
But
or
here,
whatever.
well, it's like it's just the it's the shock value, you know, and that's what drag queens like live for. It's that it's bringing the audience that woo, you know, that type of like reaction, like, oh no,
It's
she
like the
did it.
flip your
Yes, she
90 kind
did.
of move.
Yes, yeah. So it's that's what they live for, those moments, just like that, to like, and they're very organic and it just happens, right? And a lot of them will be on stage together and they have to play off each other. It's a thing that they normally do, which whenever I see two drag queens that can't lip sync together, I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, you're not really working, are you? Because this should be a normal thing. You should be able to play off somebody in your sleep. There should be moves that you have in the back of your head. If you're on stage with somebody else, that I could pull out and I can do it right there, and you know, it's going to be an
It's like
instant
a partner
hit. You know what I
workout.
mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like you got to
Yeah,
have a
you
give and
know, like
take
I
kind
would.
of move that you have in your back pocket for someone who's willing to
Right, and
play.
then somebody gives, right, they give and you take, and or vice versa, and it works for both of you. It makes you both look
Talk to
good.
me about Morgan McMichaels because now this was a big reveal. I was in shock that this was Mayhem's best friend of 20 years, Aisha.
I know, interesting, right? Like,
Yes.
well, I told you it's like a fucking like it's what is it called where you
Incestual?
know, people are incestual. Yeah, like
You're like,
they're
what is it
all
called when
incestual. They
people
all
sleep with other people, but they're like family, but
people.
they like kiss each other, but it's like more gross than that?
Correct.
It's like inappropriate
Okay, that's, you know what I
snuggling.
mean. You know what I
I
mean. Okay,
do.
incestual. So the whole drag world is super ancestral, right? They all know each other. And I didn't know a lot about Morgan McMichaels, to be honest, so I can't really speak on her. I know she's from season three and I know she was in All Stars 3, but other than that, I don't have a whole you know, history on her. I don't have any background to add. But the fact that she is Mayhem's BFF, real, he's like for real, best friend, best friend, best friend. That means like for 20 years, like that's crazy. That they just happened to pull her out and he's in the bottom, you know? Wow.
That was some
Really,
planning.
really.
Wow.
Well, that's some real good planning if it was, because that's crazy. I mean, I'd be crushed. If I had to send you home,
Oh
I'd be
my, I was
crushed.
thinking the exact same thing as I was watching this, and I was like, if I had to be like the queen that the group has sent home is an Shanita. Shanita Margarita. I'd be so bummed out that I had to say that. I'd be like, not
Right.
Aisha.
Right. You'd be like,
No.
no, nah, like, May just sent me home.
Fuck.
Sent
She
me
said she
home.
was gonna totally get that two-bedroom apartment with me when this was done. And now she's not gonna have the
Exactly.
money.
How are we gonna pay our rent?
The fridge is gonna be bare. That's totally me. I would be all about that. Yeah. So, okay, one last question about the whole lip sync challenge. Matching outfits,
Okay.
question mark? Or they just happen to be that damn similar? It was crazy how similar they were.
They were very similar. I think it just, no idea, because I feel like the lip sync assassins have their own looks that they're just prepared. They just bring for themselves.
Right. That was so
and
weird.
I just, maybe it was just a coincidence
it's just the drag
that
of the
they
moment.
Both had those frosty white getup.
Okay. And part two, I hated Cracker's wig. It was weird. I didn't like it at all. I don't understand why she leans into that like super priss yickety wig. I don't know. I just don't like it. And I know she borrowed it from Blair, she supposedly said, but I just, no.
I'm not a fan of the way she places her wigs in the first place. I think she has like a weird hairline.
Ooh, dude, dish on the hairline.
Like, well, like the hair, like the lace part of the wig doesn't really sit flat. Like it seems like it's just a very strange way that she places her wigs, and I don't quite like it. Maybe it's just her forehead, but next time, look a little closer at her wig placement and you'll see it. It's very harsh. Like some of the queens have them where they just kind of blend into their skin a lot better. And there's not like that designated like line of forehead and hairline. Hers are very like harsh. Mm. So take a look next time and tell me.
Well,
what
you know,
think.
I'm always up for judging something, so I'm for it.
I know, and I know you're always up
and
for
when
wigs,
it comes to wigs, I'm extra judgy. That is part of my scene. If silly, that's may or may not be sexy, but wigs, I know. Okay? I know.
That is true. Wigs are for real.
Wigs
that's
are
true.
Forever, is what I say. Wigs are forever. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Cracker and Morgan, what a shock to have a double win. Don't you know? I clutched my pearls and was like, what are the rules if they both win?
Yeah, no, he does this. RuPaul does this all the time. I'm like, whenever there's a really, really good lip sync battle, he will pick both.
Aww. And how magnanimous.
But here's the deal. Like, when he said Morgan won, I was like, fuck no. Like, and I kind of was like, no, because Cracker worked it. And I really didn't think that Morgan deserved to win. So when he said both, okay, I was down for that. Now, that means this Cracker gets all the money. The fact that it worked out was because they both had picked the same, they both had the same name.
Well, but they said two queens could go home. So it sounded like if one of them had India and one of them had
you
Mayhem.
Know. Yeah, but
you know,
know,
so they,
I'm sorry.
This was manipulation.
That's some
they
bullshit.
Knew.
That's some
well,
bullshit.
Well, because I thought the same thing. I was like, well, if two go home, isn't this going to like screw with their like eliminations? Like, we know
absolutely.
How that works.
Absolutely. Production wise, no. They can't just like fucking send two people home in the middle of the, on episode
right?
four.
Bullshit.
Like, don't tell us. Don't tell us that. Don't.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah. So that the only reason it all worked was because Mayhem on their
okay that makes sense to me. Let's get into the pleading your case part. I mean, Aisha, we talked about in previous weeks with Angina when she was all like, you guys, I guess I'm just down on myself, how much we hate it when someone's in a reality show challenge and they just fucking give up. What the fuck with Mayhem?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it was obvious after seeing that she really just did give up. And the fact that she voted for herself.
Shut up. When she said she voted for herself, I thought Michelle Visage was going to just go limp onto the floor. Like, I really was like, she voted for herself? I mean, that's like suicide talk.
And she bebopped out of there. Like, she's like, and I'm fine. I'm happy of how I did. That bitch wanted to go home. Okay, like, let's just call a spade a spade. And here's what I don't like. I don't like people playing around with this show and acting like it's just like no big deal. Like, if you made it this far, like, really try. Don't just fucking give up because it's not going your way. And I feel like that's what Mayhem did, and I feel like she was just done, and that's what we saw. So, and it's really disappointing.
I'm right there with you, and I think that India benefited in a massive way because, my God, Aisha, how many times can
Once
this
again,
woman be in the bottom?
Teflon, Miss Teflon, that's the name.
Oh my God. So it was no shock that Mayhem went home, and I was fine with it. I mean, who do you think's next on the chopping block?
Well, you know, looking at the way that it's going so far, I'm going to say after we see that next week is going to be the iconic Snatch Game. So this is going to be a big, big episode. It's the one episode of all seasons that's just always watched the most. Everybody loves the Snatch Game. And I think that our queens that have the comedy vibe are going to prosper. So be aware that Alexis may fall behind on that one.
Oh,
maybe India, maybe Blair. Those three might struggle a little bit, but
Juju's gonna rock it. Shay's gonna rock it.
Right.
Cracker's gonna rock it. Yeah, these are gonna be totally, totally leaning into their strengths.
It's all gonna be on who they choose as well. They have to choose a celebrity to basically impersonate.
Oh.
So it really matters on who the celebrity is that they impersonate and how well they pull it off. So Let's see how it goes. Some of them can crash and burn real, real quick, and some really, really thrive. So we shall see very soon. Ugh,
I cannot wait to find out more, because I honest to God, if India doesn't go home soon, I'm gonna lose my brain, because who the fuck deserves to go home more than her? I guess it's Alexis and India for me that are on the bottom, that are most likely to be heading home.
I'm with you on those. I agree with those.
And the rest, man, they're strong AF. Like, it is going to depend on every challenge about whether, you know, it's just going to be small tweaks, you know, about who's going to end up sticking around.
Getting down
to
the wire.
That's my favorite part. Well, this has been awesome. I'm so glad we got to talk about RuPaul Drag Race All-Star Season 5 once again. This is Morgan.
And this is Mayhem.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.